Well, hello, my friends. Once again, it's me, Brooks Gillespie, your phrasal verbs guru, sitting again on my porch. It's a beautiful, incredible autumn day here. Probably going to get to be about 85, 90 degrees, which is pretty warm for this time of year, but I love warm weather, so I'm not complaining. So our phrasal verbs today are date back, show up, and miss out. So let's start with date back. And of course, the key word here being date. A date is a specific day in time or a specific point in time. So to date back means for something to have existed for or since a particular point in time. And my first example here is this sentence. The animosity between my mother and father dates back to when she discovered he was cheating on her early in their marriage. So in this case, my mom and dad don't have a good relationship, and somebody might ask, how long has this been going on with your mom and dad that they don't get along too well? And the answer is it dates back. It started a long time ago when my dad was unfaithful to her. Another example based on the city where I live. There are very few buildings left in my hometown of Omaha that date back to the 19th century. Of course, the 19th century is the 1800s, and Omaha, my city, was founded, I believe, in the 1850s. And so, originally, some of the original structures were built in the 19th century, but most of them were not quality and have not survived. So if you go around my city, there are not many buildings that date back, that have existed or were constructed in the 19th century. And our final example, the existence of Islam dates back to the 7th century in the life of Muhammad. So it was in the 1600s that Muhammad existed and he started the Islamic religion. So it has existed. Islam has been with us, has been in the world since the 7th century. It dates back to that time. All right, so our second phrasal verb of the day is show up. And there are two different meanings. They're similar but not exactly the same. First is to arrive or to be present. To show, well, means to be physically, like when you show something, it's physically visible. So to show up is for something to arrive and be present or physically visible. We wanted to wait until all the guests arrived before we started the party, but half of them didn't show up, so we had to start without them. So in this case, half of our guests never arrived. They never came to the party. They never showed up. They never appeared. The second sentence, I show up to work every day whether I feel like going or not. So in this case, I'm arriving at work. I'm present at work. If I'm feeling good, I go. If I'm feeling bad, I go. If at all possible, I show up to work on a regular basis. Now, my final example for show up is the second definition, where it's something appears or is visible. It's not necessarily talking about arriving, it's talking about something being visible. You can see it. If you use red ink when writing on red paper, your writing will not show up very well. In other words, because the color of the ink and the color of the paper are the same or very similar, it will be hard to see what you have written. The writing will not show up very well. And I'm getting a visit from a bee, but I'm not afraid of bees, so we'll be just fine. And the third phrasal verb today, and I like this one, I don't know why, is miss out. And to miss out, let's think about the word to miss. There's two definitions in English for miss, and they're kind of similar. The first is like if I haven't seen somebody for a long time and I wish I could see them. I say I miss them. I haven't seen you. Like, you know, I have friends in Brazil that I haven't seen in 2 years and I really miss them. And to miss also means like if you are trying to do something or and you don't quite do it. Like, for instance, if I tried to throw a ball at your head, I got mad at you and I tried to throw a ball at your head and the ball didn't hit you, I would say the ball missed you. or if I'm trying to catch a bus, and I know the bus is gonna be there in 5 minutes, and I'm 7 minutes away, so I get there as quickly as I can, and just as I arrive at the bus stop, the bus is leaving, I missed the bus. So missing something has a lot to do with not quite hitting the mark, so to speak. To miss out is when you fail to participate in or enjoy an event or an opportunity. And I've got three examples for you here. And these all come from my own life, interestingly enough. I'm afraid that if I spend too much time working, I'll miss out on some of the most important moments in my children's lives. So I'm a dad, I have four kids, and I want to be there for them when they need me. And if I work too much, I may not make the time for them, and as a result, I may miss out on a chance to be there for them when they really need me. So in this here again, that's the case where I'm failing to be there for that opportunity. A second one. I hated going to bed early as a child because I was afraid I was missing out on all the fun things my parents were doing, like eating popcorn and watching TV. And this is very true. I remember going to bed, and then I would hear my parents, like my dad loved to pop popcorn, so I would hear the popcorn popper popping popcorn. And sometimes I would actually get out of bed and go to the bathroom, and I would walk to the kitchen, and I would look at my parents with a really sad look on my face. And they felt bad for me because I looked so pathetic. I didn't want to miss out on all the things that were going on. So that's another example of missing out, and me not wanting to miss out. And my final example has to do with traveling to Brazil, which is a hobby of mine. My friends tell me that if I don't come to Rio in February, I will miss out on all the excitement of Carnival. But to be honest, I prefer to go to Rio in January to avoid all of those crowds. So I have been to Rio a few times, and I have missed out on Carnival. I have not been there when Carnival happens. And that's intentional, really, because I don't like big crowds. And so I intentionally plan to be in Rio at a time when Carnival is not happening, because I do want to miss out on all the commotion and all the chaos and all the crowds. So there you have it. And then one of my little traditions, which I really enjoy, is I try to figure out a way to use all three phrasal verbs in one sentence. And for whatever reason, I think this is the second time I have mentioned Paulo, who works for Mauro Vergara, and he's the head of content, and I work with him on a regular basis to create these lessons. And I want to use a sentence that involves him. My friendship with Paulo dates back a couple of years, and I'm really glad that I showed up on the website where we met, because if I hadn't met him, I would have missed out on the opportunity to be a language partner with him, and also an opportunity to sit here and help you students learn more about phrasal verbs. So that's it for today. It's been a pleasure as always. Have a great day and happy studying.